On Wednesday, November 7th, the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market held a community workshop led by Project for Public Spaces at the Franklin Plaza Ballroom in 4th Street in downtown Troy. Project for Public Spaces gave a presentation focusing on many of the different types of farmers markets around the world that had similarities to Troy, to give an idea of some of the possibilities in One Monument Square or elsewhere in the city. I had a chance to talk with four of the key people in this debate, and that is what follows.
I'm Zach Metzger. I'm the president of the board for the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market. And tonight we were here at Franklin Plaza Ballroom to sort of explore some of the future possibilities of the market with a group called the Project for Public Spaces. They're a nonprofit with a focus of strengthening communities through public spaces, farmers market being one of those that they are helping us and helping with across the country and throughout the world.
Where does this project stand at this point? Aren't we still hearing from just multiple voices to get an idea of what is out there conceptually, or are we getting closer to some action being taken?
Well, so where we're at right now is, you know, there are a lot of really wonderful possibilities for the market around the city of Troy in terms of a potential longer-term home. Right now, we're really fortunate to have the atrium as a wonderful place for our winter market. And I think with the attached parking garage, it's been one of our hugest, the biggest boons we've had as a market, a wonderful indoor space and good parking. The street level in Troy has also been wonderful through the summertime, and we're seeing some huge markets and wonderful success for our vendors, who are really happy with the results of a lot of years of hard work. And so I think right now the question for us as a board and as a market is, what do we do now? You know, things are really good. Things are going well for us. What's next? What's the best move forward? And one of the answers and one of the thoughts is to pursue a permanent home for the market. Somewhere maybe in the summertime we could go into in inclement weather. One Monument Square has recently been talked about a lot, and the market has been a wonderful part of that conversation. The atrium is also considering some major changes, and that's a place that we would consider a possibility for us. So kind of the sky feels like the limit from where I'm at. And in a city like Troy that is just changing dramatically, and the entire makeup of the city is changing in the past 5 years, and we don't know where the next 5 years will take us. So we really have to take pause and think through what we could do moving into the future and how we can be part of the community.
Next is Seth Jacobs, owner of Slack Hollow Farm in Argyle.
Well, as a vendor, I need some shelter from the elements, and I need consistency of sales. And like, for example, we just had two extremely cold, rainy markets. The last outdoor market was outdoors, and then the next market was in the atrium. And my sales were, even though the day was the same, were twice what they were when I was indoors as when I was outdoors. And we also had a summer where we had at least five rainy markets. And these are big hits to my income. It's a business plan that depends on the weather is a tough way to go. As a farmer, my back's already to the wall with the elements on the production end. And I just don't need that on the sales side.
Just a minute ago, I'd asked you about what you were looking for in a market in terms of like the indoor-outdoor structure of it. Do you have a perfect market in mind?
There's many examples I would want to follow, but what I have in mind is a good gathering place that works in all weather. And as you saw in this presentation, the number one priority for communities and for the public is a place to gather, a place that brings people together. And any picture of the Troy Market on a stormy, rainy day doesn't meet that criteria.
Now, you had said to me earlier that the statement that the mayor made at the beginning of this was the strongest, clearest statement of support that you'd heard yet. Do you have an impression about where this goes from here?
I think a city like Troy, which has its backs to the wall in terms of revenue and infrastructure needs, I think the impetus for a project like this is going to have to come from the market. It could very well be in partnership with the city, but this isn't a case where we need to look to an outside developer, which is a model which hasn't worked, say, for a place like Monument Square, which is one of the top candidates for a market site. I think this needs to be a Troy market city-driven effort.
My name is Anasha Cummings. I'm a representative on the Troy City Council, representing downtown Troy, a bit of RPI and a bit of the Hillside, which obviously sees the farmers market as its center every Saturday.
And what did you think of tonight's presentation?
I think it was a fine way to start the discussion. This is a discussion that's sort of been in the ether for a while, and I think it's important to bring people out and start getting it out on paper, getting it out in words and in language to start thinking about what's next for the market, if anything, and what people like about the existing market. I'm looking forward to reading all the little post-it notes people put around to see what's coming from the room. I think, obviously, the presenters today are very knowledgeable and have worked on these projects in a lot of other places, so they have some expertise to share with us, although Troy is obviously a unique place with unique challenges and unique assets, and so it'll be interesting to see how we create something unique for our city.
Do you have a sense of the likelihood that the market will stay tied to the Monument Square area?
No. I don't really have a sense of where that partnership is at this point. I think certainly the market doesn't want to put all its eggs in that basket. I think there are a few possible locations. I know that there is other existing plans around the atrium as well and how that will change. And so there's some pressure to figure out whether or not their future is in a partnership in helping do that or in creating a new space in Monument Square. I suppose there are probably other options as well. I think certainly there's a broad consensus that people like having it in the streets of Troy, but in the winter it gets a little cold in the streets of Troy, so we do need somewhere with a big indoor space for them to continue to be a 12-season or 12-month market.
And do you have a sense of the timetable at this point, how quickly this is going to develop?
No, this is just starting. Certainly you could see whether any of the board members of the farmers market have a sense of their timeline, but my sense is that all the projects involved are nebulous in their time frames, somewhere between 3 and 50 years. but obviously, we continue to have a great market in the meantime.
And do you know anything about funding that's available for this project at this point?
So for Monument Square in particular, there is still $3 million of funding from the state to help with some of the infrastructure. We saw some initial plans around that on Monday, but I don't know what sorts of funding will be available for a market in particular. I think we basically would be going after various state CFA applications.
My name is David O'Neill. I'm with the Project for Public Spaces.
And you presented today. Tell me a little bit about what the presentation was about.
It was a general presentation about markets, the types of markets, the benefits of markets, what makes markets successful, and some case studies of markets that have some similarities to what Troy is thinking about.
Can I ask who hired you for this particular job?
The market hired us.
And were there specific goals that they put in front of you that they were trying to reach?
I would say not specific goals. I would say they were more general goals. I mean, a group of them just came down and took our training course that we do twice a year in New York, a little more intensive. And they realized that they might benefit from some outside help from people that have done this a few times. And so I think we're looking at the big picture right here. We're not looking at a specific site. We're looking at their capacity and their opportunities moving ahead to become more permanent, but also to preserve that sort of indescribable market culture that they don't want to lose.
I've been following this issue for some time, and I know that, especially for a lot of the businesses in Monument Square, they look at the Troy Farmers Market as kind of a golden basket of sorts, and they want to have it fit in a certain way. So many of them are concerned about the idea that this might shift to a different part of the city. Do you have a sense of other locations where this might go?
Oh, I think it's too early for us to be putting ourselves in that position. That was too presumptuous for us. But we're certainly looking around and, like, maybe asking questions like, what about this or what about that, or, you know, looking at downtown.
And you had cited in your presentation different markets that I guess that you've been involved with around the world. What are some of the common elements in those markets that you see in Troy?
The dynamics of a market are really the same wherever you are. And you obviously have an excellent market here. They're very successful, and they want to be more secure in their future. So there are some issues that we were talking about in the presentation in terms of finances, in terms of management, the role of the city, the role of the market, and looking at options. We're not here to say you should do it like this or like that, but to understand your assets and maybe the best way to organize and work with what you have.
Speaking of which, I've lived in a number of places. I've lived in Boston, I've lived in Seattle, so I have some direct experience with those markets. Do you have a sense of the price tag for putting in a market of that sort?
Well, you know, a shed costs X. A building is, you know, X times 5 or 10 from a shed. And so you can really run up and down the ladder. And we would prefer not to spend that much money. One of the examples that we showed was in Grand Rapids. And that shed, I don't know, I think it was, you know, a million-ish, something like that. And then there was another new market that they just built across town that was like $30 or $40 million. And it's won awards, and they had a beautiful place for the farmers, but the farmers have all left, and it's like too upscale, and people didn't cotton to it. And the other market that spent much less money is much happier, they're much more stable, and they're doing much more business. So it's not really about spending money, it's how do you grow and preserve the culture at the same time, and not lose the culture, not extend it or stretch it too much. It sort of needs to catch up with itself while it grows.
You had some admiring comments to make about the city. Are you going to be spending more time in Troy to get a sense of maybe existing structures that might fit the bill?
Yeah, we've been walking around, we've been driving around, and the city has a good feel. I mean, you just turn a corner and there's something else interesting. You turn and there's an alley and someone's saying, oh, well, this alley, it's not going to be all trash, and we're going to be taking it out and turn it into a laneway. And so many interesting things going on downtown. We talk about the power of 10, that you need like 10 things to get the synergy going. Well, you've got a lot more. You're beyond that already in Troy.
For our listeners, if they wanted to get a sense of other projects that you guys have worked on, is there a website or some other location they could go to?
www.pps.org. That's P as in Peter, P as in Peter, S as in Sam.
Great. Thank you very much.
Hey, Dave.
Clearly, plans for this development are starting to take shape. Farmers have a clearer vision than they've ever had, and they seem to have a working relationship with the mayor's office. As Anasha Cummings said, there appears to be $3 million available, and as David O'Neill said, it's possible that a project could go for as little as $1 million. We will follow this issue going into the future. I'm Dave Pablo for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.